We're here on the top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we got up to the two dots Tana Rabbanan. We were learning about the different postures of Tefillah. We spoke about Kida, and we began to touch upon the concept of Kriya Ala Berkayim, kneeling on one's knees until his knees reach the ground. And the pasuk for this Shenemar, with regard to Tefillah Shlomo in the Chanukah space Hamigdash, it says, Michroa al Birkov. And Kriya also requires that the face reach the ground. And that's the case of Kriya. In that sense, there's a similarity here between Kida and Kriya. Kida, if you remember, we derived from Batsheva, Vatikot Batsheva Payim Eretz. And we said that Kida is Haponim Va'aretz. Now we're talking about Kriya and Kriya's Anal Birkayim, but it's also Adshe Nogim Va'aretz. And that means Ponov Magios La'aretz. The difference between Kriya and Kida is that Kida is Hu Omed Vishoche Ponov La'aretz. So there's a standing position, but in Kriya there's a kneeling position, Koreal Birkov Vishoche Ponov La'aretz. Then we get to Ishtachava, Zu Pishud Yadayim Raglayim, to prostrate oneself completely, and his entire body is on the ground. Shenemar, like we saw by the dream of Yosef, the Shemesh, the Ereach, the Kochavim, Mishtachvim lo. Havo navo anivim chava chechel ishtachvos ha orza. And orza means Shemesh tateach al ha orz. He prostrates himself flat on the ground. Omer abchia bered rafuna chazinul hu labai varov de matzli atzluye. I can testify that I saw Abai Varava, that when they fell on their faces during the Filas Apayim, they were not poshet yedeim v'raglayim, but rather notim al tzidam. And the reason why Abai Varava were knowing like this is because of the Iser v'shtachval ritzpas avonim. You know, let it bow directly onto a ground floor, onto the stone floor, the Evan Maskis Lo Titnu Biartzachem Lishtachvos Oleha, as the Gemara explains in Megillah Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Men HaTorah, the Isur is only Vishtachavah Bepishud Yodayim V'Raglayim, but the Gemara wants to tell us that Min Rabbanan it's also even without Pishud Yodayim V'Raglayim, and therefore Abai V'Ra just leaned, tilted themselves on one side, that they shouldn't have Pneum Kineged Karka. The Gemara now deals with Kriya in Hodah. Toni Chada, we have one verse that says, HaKorea beHodah HaReza Meshubach. V'Tanya Idoch, another verse says, Korea beHodah HaReza Meguna. It's not something that we should recommend at all. It's something to be excluded. So the verse seem to contradict one the other. The Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, if he's at the beginning of the bracha, hakoreh b'tchila sa bracha, in the case of hodah, that's meshubach. But hakoreh b'sofa, that's meguna. And it seems that these brises are dealing with the case of a person who's reciting modim in his tefila. And that's how the Rishonim seem to learn it. However, according to this, the second brisa, that korea besof bracha so does meguna, that's against the brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, that a person should be korea b'hodah b'tchila besof. And the Rashba and others suggest that in chinami, we shouldn't have the girsa in the previous brisa of tchila besof, but only b'tchila. However, the Ravid Shita is that the brisa above is talking about Birchas Modim, which is being recited by the Yochid or by the Shliach Tzibur in his Tefillah. These brisos that we're learning now, they're dealing with Krios Birchas Modim Derabbanan, which is recited by the Kohol during Chazoras HaShatz. And therefore here, the admonition is that the kol should not be shoche yachad with the shliach tzibur when the shliach tzibur gets to the end of modim l'cha no'el ahodos. The tzibur should not join together with a hishtachava. Rava kara behoda'a b'tchila b'sof. Rava reflected what we saw in the earlier brisa, and he did a kriya in his tefillah, and when he got to hodah, both at the beginning and at the end. Amri le rabbanan, the rabbanan asked him, Amai ka'ovid mar hachi, why do you do it that way, Amalu? And he responded, Chazina le Rav Nachman de kara, v'chazina le Rav Sheshes de kovid hachi. I saw Rav Nachman that he was korea, he bowed at the beginning at the end of the bracha. I saw Rav Sheshes likewise that he did that way, therefore I was imitating them. The Gemara asks, how could Rava and his Rebbeim before him, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, be korea tchila v'sof asanya? What about this brisa that we just learned, ha-korea bahoda ha-reza meguna? So the answer is, ahi bahoda shebahalel. When we recite Halal Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo, since there was no takon of kriya, if a person's korea at that point is harei hu meguna. So Gemara asks immediately, Vasanya, we have a brisa, ha korea bahoda, ube hoda shel halal hareza meguna. So we see that this brisa is not limited to hoda shel halal, but even the case of Hodah, which means Hodah in davening, in modim, also is considered meguna. So Gemara answers, ki sanya hi, that brisa, that second brisa that says korea b'hodah is meguna, that's b'hodah de birkas hamazon. In birkas hamazon, when he gets to nodelecha, that's not a place to bow. That's meguna. They never made a takana. Chazal never instituted kriya in Birkas HaMazon, but Korea Bodo and Tefillah HaRezim Meshubach, and therefore Rava and his Rebbeim before him were Korea in Tefillah Bein B'Tchila U'Bein B'Sof. And this leads us to the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the last Mishnah in this Perek, Ein Omdim. HaMispalel V'Ta Simon Ralo. If a person makes a mistake during his davening, it's not a good sign. It seems that it's a sign from heaven that Hashem doesn't want his tefillah. And Simon Ra l'sholcha. If the shliach tzibur makes a mistake, then since shlucho shel adam kimoso, it means the mishalech, the tzibur itself, is a Simon Ra. It means that they, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to accept their tefillah as a tzibur. Now, from this previous din, we should derive the conclusion that if the tefillah is ola kitikuna, it was done properly without any mistakes, that's a siman tov, it's a siman that the tefillah was ritzuya, was acceptable on high, whereas tos is a siman that the tefillah is not ritzuya. And the Mishnah now tells us a story in this vein. Omru olav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shei mispal al acholim, he was pal for the sick people that they should be healed. The Omer, and after his tefillah, he used to say, Zechai v'zemes. This person will live, and this person will die. Omrulo, they asked him, Minayin ata yodea, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to die? Omrulo, Alehem, he responded, Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Im shgura tefilasi b'fi, if when I'm davening, things flow, my words flow, I don't have any mistakes, I don't have to, you know, correct myself, if my supplication flows from my heart in a way that I know that I should be marach b'tefillah, and I want to be marach b'tefillah, everything is going well, smooth, yodeh ani shehu mekubal, I know that my tefillos on high were accepted, and this chola, this sick person, will live. V'im lav, but if I see that my tefillah is not shgura b'fi, it doesn't go well, I get stuck, Yodea Nishahu Mitorov, that the tefillah itself, or the chol itself, is Mitorov, Mivulbal, and unfortunately, he's about to die because my tefillos were not, I know this because my tefillos were not accepted on high. The Gemara explains that when it says in the Mishnah that a toes is a siman ra ahei, on which bracha of the Birchas Tefillah Shmona Esrei does the Mishnah refer to when it says that if you make a mistake, it's a siman ra? Amar Rav Chiya, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Debei Rav, Bi Avos. If in the bracha of Magen Avram, which is the beginning of his tefillah, the first of the 18 brachas, if he makes a mistake, that's a remez, that's a sign from Shemayim that God doesn't want his tefillah. Ika demasni la abraisa. Some say that these words of Chad Debei Rav about the din of making a mistake is a reference to the Braisa, not to our Mishnah. We learned in the Braisa, Hamispal Tsorshi Chavinis Libo Bechulon, Pirish Hamilas, he should have in mind the meaning of all the words in all the brachas, Vim Eno Yochel Chavin Bechulo, but in a Bidiyevit situation, where he cannot possibly have kavan in all of them, yichavin es libo at least the barest minimum be'achas, omer avchiyah bar av safra mishum chad be'rab be'ovos, which bracha absolutely requires kavan of pirush hamilos, that's the bracha of avos. And avos is considered the most chashiv of all the brachos. It has the gadlus of Hashem, it has zchus rishonim, it has gulas achronim, and the takana was that one should have to have kavana in the first bracha, and that's considered as if he had kavana in the other brachas as well. Now, we should mention that Reb Chaim was of the opinion that although kavana for Pirush Hamilos is an absolute requirement in the first bracha in Avos, as far as Kavana Shu Omed Lifnei Ashchina, that Kavana is a critical requirement throughout the entire tefillah. And if he would have one particular bracha where he was not aware, he was completely distracted, and he wasn't aware of the fact that he was Omed Lifnei Ashchina, then it's as if he skipped that bracha, and therefore his tefillah would be void. The Torah writes in Orchaim Siman Kuf Aleph that if a person davened that he didn't have kavan in Avos, he should daven again. But the Beis Yosef writes that the source for this is the Gemara back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ani Reisi Es Rabbi Yanai Ditzoli V'Hadar Tzoli. He davened and then he davened again. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zera, perhaps he didn't have kavana lo kivin daite. And the Rush writes that it seems from the Gemara that a person who davens without kavana in Avos has to go back and re-daven his tefillah. And that's also the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah back on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Nispalu mota atzmo b'shomer tefillah chazoka shekiven, but im yodea shalo kiven then yachzor v'yispalel. However, the Tur adds the following provide the following caveat. He says, "Bizman hazeh ein lachzor l'spal kevan shekarav l'davar shekam b'chazaros lo yichavin." He probably won't have kavan in the second round. So what does he gain? And this is codified in the Shulchan Aruch, and that seems to be the final halacha ein sham. Check it out over there in Siman Kuf Aleph. Amru olav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We saw that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was mispal for cholim, and he could tell you whether his tefillah was accepted or chas v'shalom was not. Minani mili. What is the source for these words of Rabbi Chanina? That if the tefillah was shkura v'fiv, he knew it was accepted, and if not, he knew that it wasn't accepted. And the Gemara clarifies, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi d'Yamakra, Pasuk in Yeshayo, Borei Nivs Fasayim, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok V'Lakarov Amar Hashem Urefasiv. It means when the Nivs Fasayim, the expressions of his lips in his tefillah, which a person expresses in his lips, is bari v'shalim. It's healthy, it's complete. Harei muvtach, he knows for sure, meis Hashem, that it'll be shalom, shalom l'rochok u'l'karav, and the chola will be misrape. And we're going to see the Gemara later on to explain what it means, rochok v'karav. Now once this pasuk of bari nivs v'shalim is brought by the Gemara, the Gemara now quotes a number of drashos of Reb Chiya bar Abba with regard to the schar liosid lavo for a good tefillah and for other things. Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-neviim kulam, all the neviim shesnabu Yisrael, tovos nechomos lo nesnabu elo lemasi bito l'tamid chacham liosid prav gmatya l'tamid chacham l'mahane tamid chacham minachosav. So these brachos would rest upon he who is osek and osa mischar. He does business with Talmidei Chacham to make sure that the Talmidei Chacham will make some sort of a profit, some income, so that the Talmidei Chachamim will be free to dedicate themselves to Torah, the study of Torah, and also the Nevi'im spoke about those who would be mahane talmidei chacham in chaseihem, and even if they themselves could not dedicate themselves to the study of Torah, but if they were dovek b'talmidei chachamim, they brought about some benefits for the talmid chacham. They interacted with them in a way that they would bring tova. Then they too would be zocha to tova. Aval talmidei chachamim atzma. But the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, if you want to talk about the schar, is Yeshayo says, Ayin lo ros Elohim zulascha yas elamachakalo, the tovos that God will shower upon the Talmidei Chachamim, no eye has ever seen, no Navi has ever perceived, because the Rov Maila, only HaKadosh Baruch himself has a perception of the schar that is designated for Talmidei Chachamim. V'yomer Abchiyah bar Abam, Rab Yochanan, kol ha-neviim kulam, all the neviim prophesized good tovos, nechamos, lo nisnavu ela liyamos ha-mashiach. All these tovos have to do with the days of Mashiach. And the Gemara tells us in Perek HaCholek, Tani Rabbi Elio, sheshes alofim shona v'alma, shnei alofim tohu, shnei alofim Torah, shnei alofim Yimos HaMashiach, ubavonusenu, rabu yotzu mehem mashi yotzu. Rashi explains that after the 2,000 years of Torah, then Mashiach should have come, but because of our ribu yavonos, the Mashiach has not yet come. In other words, Mashiach, the 2,000 years of Mashiach, is included in the 6,000 years of the world. And we're talking now about the Nevuah for Yimos HaMashiach. Aval, but if, in terms of the Tovos, the Olam Haba, for the world to come, Ayin Lo Rasa, Elohim Zulasecha, those Tovos cannot be described, they cannot be perceived in this world. No creature has ever perceived the Schar and the goodness of the eternal, infinite world, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Upliga de Shmuel. This sugya, this presentation of Rabbi Yochanan about the divrei neviim regarding Yimos HaMashiach is against Shmuel, the Yomer Shmuel. Ein bein olam hazeh liyimos HaMashiach el shivud malchus bilvad. There's no difference between this world and the next world, except for shivud malchus, that during the time of Mashiach there will be an end to shivud malchus. We will no longer be subject and subjugated to the kingships of the world. Shenemar, because it says with regard to the mitzvah of tzedakah, in the 15th chapter of Dvarim, it says, Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz, which means that li olam yu aniyim vashirim, there will always be poor people and rich people, lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz, bi'af, and even in Yimos HaMashiach, which is in this world. And Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Nevi'im were nisnabi on Yimos HaMashiach. And For example, Zechariah Novi says, "Lo yia knani od v'beis Hashem svakos b'yomahu." There won't be aniyim liosid lovo, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yimos Hamashiach are not like the yimos of Olam Haba. In the Olam Hazeh yesh aniyim, in this world, even in this world, yesh aniyim, there are always going to be aniyim. However, yimos Hamashiach, there won't be aniyim. Where Shmuel holds that there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yimos HaMashiach, and there will always be Aniyim. Lo Yechtal Ev Yom Mikerev Haaretz. There will always be Aniyim even during Yimos HaMashiach. And Shmuel holds that Yimos HaMashiach are also part of Olam Hazeh, and there'll be Aniyim in Yimos HaMashiach, whereas Rabbi Yochanan identifies Yimos HaMashiach is a separate entity, a separate time period, and there won't be aniyim during that period, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yimos HaMashiach is not like Yimos Olam Hazeh. And even though during Olam Hazeh there are aniyim, at the time of Yimos HaMashiach there won't be any aniyim, whereas Shmuel holds that even Yimos HaMashiach are part of Olam Hazeh, and this statement, the Lo Yechdal Evyon, that there'll be aniyim, applies even during Yimos HaMashiach. Now, it's interesting that Shmuel says, Ein bein yom bein olam hazeh yimos HaMashiach l'shivud malchus. We also should point out that as far as Yerushalayim b'binyana, that's going to be something designated for Yimos HaMashiach. Everything will be built. All of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. But when he says Ein bein, he doesn't mean that there are no differences at all. But as far as the Tzuris Chaya Adam, in terms of the rich and the poor, like we said before, there won't be any difference. Or the way the Ritva has it, that Shmuel's intention is lo yisbatel klum misidura shel olam, but certainly when the Beis Hamikdash will be built and the Shechina will be returned to its place, there'll be ribui Torah, ribui Chachma, all that at the time of Mashiach. Shmuel doesn't deny that. Another drash, Amar Rab Chiyo bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan kol haneviim kulam, all the neviim when they prophesize about the good and the consolations for Israel, all the consoling nevuas lo esnabu El Bali Tshuva, for those who sinned and they repented, Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, those who are Tzadikim from beginning to end, Aleim Nemar, again back to the Pasuk Yeshaya, Ayin Lo Ros, Alekim Zulasecha, that the Tovos that Hashem will bestow upon the Tzadikim, no one ever saw, no creature perceived it, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Upligid Rabbi Avo, which is against Rabbi Avo. This statement of Rabbi Yochanan regarding the Mile of Tzadikim Gemurim that supersedes that of Bali Tshuva, that no one could perceive the schar for the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's against Rabbi Avo. The Yom Ravo, Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim, is Tzadikim Gemurim Enam Omdim, that the Bali Tshuva supersede the Tzadikim, Shenemar Shalom, Shalom Rachok Velakarov Omar Hashem Rufasiv. And it's interesting, it says Rachok first, and then Karov, with regard to Shalom. Rachok Bereisha, Vehada LeKarov. First it says Rachok, which is referring to those who are far away from Yiddishkeit, and Iskarvu, they are Bali Tshuva, Vehada Karov, and then Shalom is granted to those who are Karov Mitchilasa, that's the Tzadik Gomer. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Pasuk was Makdim, the Shalom for Bali Tshuva, because the great Mila of the Bali Tshuva supersedes that of the Mila of a Tzadik Gomer. So Rabbi Yochanan, who puts the Mila of Tzadikim Gemurim as greater than Bali Tshuva, is against Rabbi Avo, who puts the Mila of Bali Tshuva greater than that of a Tzadik Gomer. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Mila of Tzadikim is even greater than Bali Tshuva Melecha, he'll tell you in interpreting the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which speaks about Rachok and Karov. My Rachok, what does Rachok mean? Shaya Rachok mitvar avera mei kara. The word Rachok is actually an allusion, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not of the Bali Tshuva, but on the Kashi of the Tzadikim Gemurim. They were Rachok mitvar avera. They were always very, very far from the avera. That's the Tzadik Gomer. My Karov, who's Karov? Shaya Karov litvar avera, that's the Bal Tshuva, who is Nisrachik Menahashta, that now he did tshuva, he distanced himself from sin. And the Pasuk is Makdim, the Tzaddik to the Val Tshuva, because the Mile of a Tzaddik is greater than that of a Baal Tshuva. And now the Gemara goes back to explain the pasuk Ayin Lo Rasa. My Ayin Lo Rasa, what Tova is so great that the Nevi'im themselves and no creature could possibly perceive of it. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Ze Yayin HaMeshumar Ba'anovim Misheshis Mei Breishis. This is a certain kind of wine that was protected from the time of Sheshis Mei Breishis. And this is a what we call Shechar Tzofa Meshumar Li'olam Abba Nimshal Yayin. And the Simcha will be on a Madrega that Ein L'malam Menu. And in this world, Ein Dover Shemesamech Livo Shalodim El Yayin. And when it says here, Meshumar Be'anovov Misheshis Mei Breishis, the meaning is that just like Yayin Meshumar Be'anovov, if you are very careful, Lo Shalota Be'yad, no one puts his hand in. And so too, the Simcha is Lo Yisiga Od Be'olam. It's something that man has never and never will perceive. And that's dedicated till Ayin Lo Rasa. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu now can perceive it. But Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, he has a different take on Ayin Lo Rasa Ze Eden. This is a reference to a location which is called Eden Shelo Sholta Bo Ayin Kol Bria, that no creature has ever perceived of this Eden, of this place called Eden. Shemet Tomar, If no creature has ever seen Eden, is other Arishan where it says Vayital Hashem Elokim Gan Eden Mikedem, is Heichan Hoya, where was he? You're telling me that no creature has ever seen Eden, but the pasuk says that other Arishan was in Gan Eden. So Gemara says that's not a question. Began, other Arishan was in Gan, not in Eden. Meshemet Tomer, who Gan, who Eden? If you'll tell me that Gan and Eden are two interchangeable words as synonymous terms, and therefore the eyes of Adam and Rishon were capable of perceiving Eden, because Gan is a reference to Eden, so you can't say Ayin Lo Rasa is a reference to Eden. Talmud Lomar, but I have the pasuk in the second chapter of Bereishit, it says, V'nahar yotzei mi Eden lashkoses ha-Gan. It seems clearly from the pasuk that Gan is Lechud, the Eden Lechud. They're two separate makomos, two locations. And the Nar was Yotze mi Eden. It came out of a place called Eden, and it was Mashke the Gan, and the water flowed into the Gan, which is not part of Eden. So Adam Rishon was in the Gan, but he never got a perception of Eden. Eden is something that is beyond human perception. And when the pasuk says "Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan bi Eden mikedem," which the Gan was in the east of Eden, michutzalo, but it was outside of Eden, because it's not identical with Eden. And Eden is some sort of spiritual place that even on the Marisha before the Chet was not able to perceive. And it's the tachlis of any mila. It's olam haba. It's something that's eternal, about which the Gemara describes Sadiqim Yoshim et Roseim v'Rosheim v'nenim miziv hashchina. The Gemara goes back to the tefillah of Rab Chanina ben Dosa, and it quotes two stories in this regard. Tana Rabbanan Maisa Shechola Benosha Rab Gamliel. The son of Rab Gamliel fell ill. Shoga Rab Gamliel Shnei Talmidei Chachom Eitzel Rab Chanina ben Dosa. So the father Rab Gamliel sends two shluchim to Rab Chanina ben Dosa to tell him Levakish al Rachman, that he should be mispalel on behalf of his son. Kevan Sharos, so when Rab Chanina ben Dosa saw the shluchim on their way, Olal Aliyah, he already climbs up to the high point, to this attic, Ubikesh al Rachman, and he already began his tefillah, asking Hashem to grant healing for the son of Rav Gamliel. Viridosa, when Rav Chanina ben Dosa came down from the Aliyah, Amalehem, Rav Chanina ben Dosa told the shluchim of Rav Gamliel, Lechu, go back to Rav Gamliel, Shekvar Chalatzoso Chama, meaning the chom, the fever of his choli, of his illness, already has left his guf. Amrullah, the shluchim said to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, V'chid Naviata, are you a prophet that you can already tell us that he is healthy? Omelahem, Lo Novi Anochi Velo Ben Novi Anochi. I'm not neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet. El Kach Mekublani. This is what I have received in a transmission from my Rebbeim. Im Shkura Tfilasi Befi. If my tefillah flows without any glitches and is smooth, is Yodeani Shehu Mekuvel. I know that my tefillah was accepted on high by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Chol is now healthy again. V'im Lav, if ain tefillasi Sdura Befi. If I'm nitkal, I get stuck in different potholes and glitches, and I start making mistakes in my tefillah. The Odeani Shehu, I know that the Chola is mitorof. He's mevulbal. He's completely mishkababbled. Omei lomus, he's going to die. My tefillos were not accepted. When I prayed for the son of Rav Gamliel, my tefillah was shkura b'fi. Yoshvu, the shluchim, sat down. V'kosvu, they wrote a testimony of this story. V'kivnu osa shah, and they were mechaving the shah that when Rabbi Yochanina ben Dosa finished his tefillah, and they wrote this memorandum, Shebo Eitzel Rav Gamliel, and they told Rav Gamliel the story of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, the Shah Shasim Tfiloso. Amar Lehem, Rav Gamliel responded, Havoda, that's a Lashon Shvua, Lo Chisartem Velo Hosartem, you didn't miss or add a Shah Bizman Shekasavtem Ela Kacha Yamaisa. The Osa Shah, when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, according to your testimony, completed his tefillah, Cholatzto Chama, the chom, the fever, left the body of my son, Vishalanu Mayim Lishtos, and he actually asked for water to drink. Here's the second story. Vishuv Maisav, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Sholach Lu Motoreitz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'chol b'nosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, fell ill. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sister of Chanina ben Dosa, Chanina b'ni, bakeshal of rachmin v'yichya, pray on behalf of my son so he should live. Hiniach, Rabbi Chanina lowers his head, rosha ben birkav, between his knees, bikeshal of rachmin, v'hoyen that son, v'choyen, he lived and he survived. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, el mole hitiach, Ben Zakkai, es rosho ben Birkov, kol ayom kulo. He speaks about himself in third person. If he had taken his head and bowed it between his knees, and he was mispalel for his son the entire day, lo yom hashgichen alav. Up in Shemayim, they wouldn't pay any attention. They wouldn't have accepted his tefillah as they did with regard to the tefillah of Chanina ben Dosa. Amar lo ishto, and the wife of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Rabbi Yochanan, V'chi Chanina gadol mimcha, do you mean to say that your Talmud is even greater than you, that his tefillah was accepted on high and yours would not be? Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells his wife, Lav, it's not so, he's not greater than me. Elohu dome ke'eved lifnei ha-melech. He's like a ben bias. You have a servant of the king, you know, one of the inner servants. He's in the inner cabinet, the inner circle. He's nichtas v'yotze. He goes in and out of the king's presence without even asking rishus. And therefore, he's nena b'chol shosh mispala. Whenever he breaks out into tefillah, Hashem accepts his tefillah. Bani dome kisar lifnei ha-melech. My status is that of an office in the king's court. And when I want to come to see the king, I have to be granted permission, and therefore my tefillah is not always accepted. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's main reasoning here was that he wasn't mispalel himself on his ben, because ein chovish matir atzmo b'beis asur, a person can't free himself, he needs others to free himself from jail. The Omar, Rabbi Chia bar Abam, Rabbi Yochanan yispal odom ela b'bayis yesham chalonos. Person should be makfid to daven in a room that has windows. Shenemar, with regard to the tefillah of Daniel, vechavin psichon le be'ilise neged Yerushalayim, vezimnin tlosa biyomahu barech al berchoi umatzli, etc., etc. It means that there were open windows in the attic of the house of Daniel, and they were organized in a way that they were directed parallel to Yerushalayim, mechuvanim kineged Yerushalayim. And three times a day, Daniel would be korea there on his berkayim, he would be mispalel, he would praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moda lefnei elokav, like he did in the earlier days before the Gzera the King. So we see that a person should be mispalel in a place where there are windows. And the reason for that is because then his tefillah is mechuvan yoser, it's sort of directed, and he looks up to Shamayim through these windows, and his heart is nichna, and he feels subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his tefillah, his mood, and his attitude is perfect for tefillah. Omer of Kahana, Chatzif alai man dematzli bibakta. In my eyes, it's chutzpah for someone who davens in a low place. He goes into a little valley, so to speak, because it's an open place. It has no mechitzos. And if he's mispal in a closed place, which is tzanua, then he's sort of overwhelmed, or shall we say he's in the mood for the fear and the awe of God. His heart is broken in his tefillah. But this fellow, he davens in an open place. It's kind of an attitude of chutzpah, of azus ponim. He doesn't have emas hamelach, and therefore his lev is not a lev nishbar b'tefillah. And once the Gemara mentions Rav Kahana and who's considered a bal chutzpah in his eyes, the Gemara brings another maimar, v'yomer Rav Kahana, chatzif alai man dimafarish chetei. It's chutzpah in my eyes if somebody publicizes his sins. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chata. There's a shvach to someone who is more tzniyistic about his sins. He doesn't publicize them. He's meshubach, and he achieves mechila on his sins because he's mechases sins. He doesn't want to reveal them to the rabbim. And the reason for that is if a person conceals his sin, it means that he's misbayesh, he's embarrassed about his sin. If a person publicizes his sin, it means that he's not embarrassed about his sin. Hadron Alecha Ein Omdim. And just a quick introduction to the sixth parakeitz of Mevarchim. This parak is going to address the laws of Birchas Hanenim for various foodstuffs, which bracha do you mevarach on each thing, and when you should be mevarach inside, in the middle of your suda, and different foodstuffs, which bracha comes before, which bracha in Seder Akadima, which Michael is considered Ikar, which is Tofel, and if you have many people sitting together, when should one make the bracha for the sake, on behalf of the others, and when should each person recite his own bracha. So just to start this perek, here on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, with the mission of Ketzah Mevarchim al Peros, what bracha should we recite on Peros? It depends. There are two types of Peros. There's Peros Ha'ilan, those are fruits that grow on trees, and he recites the bracha Bar Pri Ha'etz, with the one exception, Chutz Min Ha'yayin, which is also the product of fruits, clearly of the grapes. And Al Ha'yayin Omer Bori Pri Ha'gofen is a special bracha, even though it comes from grapes, that was established for Yayin because of its chashivus, its special status, and that's Bori, instead of Bori Pri Eitz, Bori Pri Agefen. And this shinui, this change in the bracha, of course, is indicative of the aliyah, the fact that when you took the grapes and you made wine out of the grapes, you brought it to a higher level, and therefore deserves a special bracha unto itself. Al HaPeiros HaOretz is another kind of fruits, which are the fruits of the ground, that grow in the ground. Hu Omer Bor Pri Adama, these are the vegetables. Chutz Min HaPas, even though pas is coming from the grains that grow from the ground, Al HaPas Hu Omer HaMotzi Lech Min HaOretz, a special bracha because of the chashivus, that these types of grains, the mini dagon, were made into a bread, and instead of Bor Pri Adama, a special bracha, HaMotzi Lech Min HaOretz, HaYerokos Omer, Bori Pri Adoma, all the vegetables. Bori Pri Adoma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bore Mini Deshoim, a special bracha, Bore Mini Deshoim. He understands that there has to be a heker, a difference between each min, every species has to have its own bracha and should be mentioned in the bracha. But Pri Adoma, that's a Lashon Kolelis, that's a general bracha that doesn't indicate the specific minim, and it includes within it Deshoim, Zroim, and Kitnius. And Amir Tzashem will continue with the Gemara Bli Neder tomorrow as we begin a very, very profound and relevant perek, the perek Ketzad Mevarchim.